Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Featuring V-O-T-T-Y, Voices of the True Israelites. We got live at count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the count gates is opening up for the night, top part of the Sabbath day. We're here for you, Steve Ray.
Yeah.
Yahuwah got a timeline on everything. As a matter of fact, we might even read that real quick. You never know. So we really got a timeline. And keep that in your mind, the timeline. The gates is open, all locations, six locations, top part of Saturday with you. If you're within 70 miles of any direction of the 6 anointed camps, call for details. And the number you call on the international line is 224-600-5579. Call that international line and get in where you've been in at, because one thing about it, the lady is going to make a statement, and that's why you got to be clear about the entire prophecy. It's a timeline for everything. Everything is ready, must be fulfilled. Got it? Good. So we just got a memo on the table saying the elder will be a few minutes late. Okay, the elder will be a few minutes late. Okay. All right, the elder is a few minutes late. All right, so the elder, Mr. Tim, will be a few minutes late, and he'll let you know who brings his broadcast. So what we'll do, we just go. Throw it on the international side and people see who all joining us for the house. That's what we do. We just throw it out and see who all join us on the international side. That's what we do. All the flops is failed. That's 195 international countries. So be clear about that. 195 international countries are all in, so they ready to go. And what can we say? That's what it's all about. They ready to go on the international side. About these days, matter of fact, one of the kings, Nebuchadnezzar, said to Zedekiah, he said, you knew it was written these days was from coming that I supposed to put your eyes out. Well, that's a normal order.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, the Royal. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. Well, one thing about it, we live on Pell Talk and Blog Talk Radio. So I'm kind of hearing some kind of interference, but we live everywhere. Blog Talk Radio, Pell Talk. So if you guys want to go there and listen on this broadcast line and be in that broadcast,
okay.
And
far away. The righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. That was supposed to do. But one thing about it, one thing it never had me saying what or what happened, because the wisdom of Solomon, 1:1-5, maybe 1:1-10. Open up right there, wisdom of Solomon, 1:1 down to verse 10. One thing about it, when you got the spirit of Yahweh, the last thing you've been doing, is talking about what happened, what this, what that means. No. Got the right spirit on you. You be around the one that got answered, and you get the answer. Mm-hmm. Going to the Bible. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, 1 through 10. Let's get that thing up with Big Israel.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1. Verse 1. Love righteousness, you that be judges of the earth. Think of Yahweh with a good mind, and in simplicity of mind seek him too. For he will be found of them that tempt him not, and showeth himself unto such as do not distrust him. 3. For forward thoughts set.
Hold this minute. You made a profound statement about this is told to who again? I mean, you just made a profound statement. Back up a little bit. You said somebody's supposed to love righteous, and you put a name on one that's supposed to love righteous. So bring that again. And we might precept that whole every verse in there. I don't know. But you just made a profound statement. And back up, who pulls the love of righteousness? First of all, who pulls the love of righteousness again? Come back, that's what the G is, Israel.
Love righteousness, you that be judges of the earth.
Oh, right there. So the first one pulls the love righteousness is the one that's going to be doing the judging. So the one that's going to be doing the judging, he or she must love what again, Sister G. Israel?
Love righteousness, be judges of the earth.
Hold that part right there. So if you love righteousness, that means, let's run to 1 John chapter 5, chapter 2, 3-5. 1 John, right side of book, chapter 2, 3-5, and 1 John 5:3. Let's go back to back, then we're going to bring the elder in, and then give me a chance to kind of take it from there. So, in 1 John chapter 2, 3-5, swing right over to the 5th chapter, verse 3. He said, if you're going to be judges, you got the love of righteousness. That was what I just heard. Now we're going to precept that to 1 John 2, 3, 4, and 5, then 5, verse 3, back to back. You on the clock, Sister G. Israel, come on.
1 John chapter 2, verse is 3 through 5, verse 2. And he is the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 3. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his Torah instructions. Four, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his Torah instructions, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Five, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of Yahuwah perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him.
Yeah, 5:3.
1 John chapter 5, verse 3. For this is the love of Yahuwah, that we keep his Torah instructions, and his Torah instructions are not grievous.
Mm-hmm. So there is it there. So if you say you love Yahuwah, his Torah instruction is not grievous. His Torah instruction is not grievous.
Yeah.
This is the way, once you find out who you are, you got to keep the Torah instruction. It's not grievous. You can make it grievous on yourself, but that don't mean it's going to change. All right, there. Sister G. Israel, stand by for a minute. We're going to bring the elder in. He's going to let us know who bringing this broadcast and what's going on this broadcast, and we'll take it from there. Let me look back on the international side to see what's going on. All the slots is filled. 195 international countries in. 110214 is flashing. 110214. 110214. Enough said on that. We bring the elder in, Mr. Tibbs, and we let you know. We're all bringing you this broadcast and what we all need to know. And we bring our elder in. Mr. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless us here, Israel. And thank you for bringing me into the night's broadcast. Haru Yahuwah. Anyway, it looks like we do have another good outstanding number of 110,214 listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. Well, that tells me one thing. In this particular day and time, students are not teaching their teachers, because the teachers are definitely passing out instructions to the students. This is why a teacher that has knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. And a student can learn from a good teacher, possibly learning to teach themselves one day the words of Yahuwah. As I said many times before, this shows all well in the six camps that teach. Because we have to be aware, we all came to hear things that most of us can hear, and some listening never understand. And again, that's without proper teaching. Also, most of us came to see things in the Bible through proper teaching that some looking can never find. Once again, the misinformed can do none of these things. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And we just got through speaking about righteous. So at this particular time, we're here to help guide you through these dark times of bad teachings and Christianity. We thank all of you for attending our live broadcast that comes to you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about connecting Yahuwah's words, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek, and now you found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath we are now. That's Friday. Temple class, or actually online class, starts at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. And our online class starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices. Right on the search line in the www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any one of the other devices you have, you may see menu. But after clicking this, Again, you'll see choices. They'll choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms. Chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. Also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also, to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check that calendar. It's a pretty important thing. That calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this feature is only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. On the search line, type 3 words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're also using 2 email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, we have a few numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 61 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 on regular days, except Fridays. Today, program will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, once again, type 3 words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Choose the program that you are late logging into, or actually any previous day. Now, as was probably previously mentioned, we're also doing BroadTalk. We're simultaneously broadcasting on PalTalk, listed under Ethnic Group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed topic will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Riding Shotguns. No comments will be taken off topics or more than 2 text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the righteous act, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. As you might imagine, today is another day where we're all learning new and exciting things about the Word of Yahuwah. And nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's word, us that commend it, add unto it, only following by others casting those same words behind their back. One of their favorite verses in the Bible, taking the meaning totally another way, with the noisemakers, complainers, also the deceptive listeners. Well, when they're called to speak, they're truly lost. They have forgotten. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that's if at all possible. Anyone ever says they've done more, they just lied. Then they're doing work past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. So let's keep our Bibles open. Find out what our possibilities will be. I'll pass our program back to our seer Israel and say hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Y'all find the other all right, excellent, your father. We'll get you on the bottom part and get your closing remarks, and I guess we'll see if we get something going on. Remember one thing, all the locations is open. It's open. Call for details. And one thing, this is Yahweh doing, so it's going to be marvelous in, my eyesight. So these days was foresighted and told. And it was told, matter of fact, in the Book of Jubilees there, Sister G. Israel, it was told in, how about 225? Let's read a little bit. Let's see what was told in Jubilees 225. What was told a long, long time ago. What was told in the Book of Jubilees by 225. Let's see what was told there, Sister G. Israel. Let's look at Jubilees 2 and pick around about verse 25. Come on. We got Sister G. Israel? And I'm doing wrong. Let's see what's going on here. So it was foretold days like these days, Sister G. Israel. Do you hear me, Sister G. Israel? Something is written in Jubilees 225. And something was foretold. In Jubilees 225, something was written back in the days of matter of fact, speak with verse 17. Let's see what's going on. See, can we find out where is Sister G. Israel? Sister G. Israel, 2:17. Let's see, can we pick up a little something on Genesis, on the book of Jubilees 2:17, down in verse 34. How about that, Sister G. Israel? You on the clock? Come on. What's going on, WCC? I'm here with Sister G. Israel.
I was on mute. I'm sorry. Sorry. All right. Jubilees, chapter 2, verse 25.
Pick up verse 17. Pick up verse 17.
Okay.
Jubilees. Let's see what we can get out of Jubilees. Everything was foretold, and we have to look at some things foretold by the time you get through with this one. We'll see what we got next. Particularly 2:17, down to verse 34.
Jubilees chapter 2, verse 17. He gave us a great sign, the Sabbath day, that we should work 6 days. But keep the Sabbath on the seventh day from all work. 18. All the ministering spirits of the presence of Yahweh and all the ministering spirits of sanctification, these two great types of ministering spirits, he has told to tell us to keep the Sabbath with him in heaven and on earth. 19. And he said to us, look, I will separate to myself a people from among all the people, and these shall keep the Sabbath day, and I will sanctify them to myself as my people, and will bless them as I have sanctified the Sabbath day, and do sanctify it to myself. Even so will I bless them, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Yahweh. 20. I have chosen the offspring of Israel from among all that I have seen, and have written him down as my firstborn son, and have sanctified him to myself forever and ever. And I will teach them the Sabbath day, that they may keep Sabbath on it from all work. 21. He created in it a sign in accordance with which they should keep Sabbath with us on the seventh day, to eat and to drink and to bless him who has created all things as he has blessed and sanctified to himself a particular exclusive people above all people, and that they should keep Sabbath together with us. 22. He caused his commands to rise up as a sweet odor acceptable before him all the days. 23. There were 2 and 20 heads of mankind, from Adam to Jacob. Israel. And two and 20 kinds of work were made until the seventh day. This is blessed and righteous. And the former also is blessed and righteous. And this one serves with best one for sanctification and blessing. 24. Israel and his offspring were granted that they should always be the blessed and righteous ones of the first testimony and Torah instruction, even as he had sanctified and blessed the Sabbath day on the seventh day. 25. He created heaven and earth and everything that he created in 6 days, and Yahuwah made the seventh day righteous for all his works. Therefore, he commanded on its behalf that whosoever does any work on it shall die, and that he who defiles it shall surely die. 26. Because of this, command the children of Israel to observe this day, that they may keep it righteous and not do on it any work, and not to defile it, as it is more righteous than all other days. 27. And whosoever profanes it shall surely die, and whosoever does any work on it shall surely die eternally, that the children of Israel may observe this day throughout their generations and not be rooted out of the land, for it is a righteous day and a blessed day. 28. Everyone who observes it and keeps Sabbath on it from all his work will be righteous and blessed throughout all days as we are blessed. 29. Declare and say to the children of Israel the Torah instruction of this day, that they should keep Sabbath on it, and that they should not forsake it in the error of their minds, and that it is not according to Torah instructions to do any work on it which is not suitable, to do their own pleasure on it, and that they should not prepare anything to be eaten or drunk on it, and that it is not according to Torah instructions to draw water or bring in or take out through their gates any burden which they had not prepared for themselves on the sixth day in their dwellings. 30. They shall not bring or take anything from house to house on that day, for that day is more righteous and blessed than any Jubilee day of the Jubilees. On this we keep Sabbath in the heavens before it was made known to any flesh to keep Sabbath on the earth. 31. The Creator of all things blessed it, but he did not sanctify all people and nations to keep Sabbath, but Israel alone. Them alone he permitted to eat and drink and to keep Sabbath on the earth. 32. And the Creator of all things blessed this day, which he had created for blessings and righteousness and greatness above all days. 33. This Torah instruction and testimony was given to the children of Israel as a Torah instruction forever to their generations.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I see your hand, WCC. Okay, I got you. We might touch on that maybe Monday or Sunday night. We're not going to get off into that unless the lead teacher might want to get off on that, so we're not going to touch that yet, man. So we're not going to touch that. All right, excellent your podcast, Mr. G. Israel. That was excellent what you just said. Let's go to Leviticus chapter 23. As you look at verse 23 and 24, let's take a look at something that's written over there in the book He's there, Sister G. Israel. Look at verses 23 and 24 and see what that says.
Leviticus, chapter
23. 23? Mm-hmm.
Leviticus chapter 23, verses 23 through 24. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 24, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall you have established a memorial of blowing of trumpets and righteous convocation.
Okay, good. So we know a feast day is coming up. A feast day is coming up, and by keeping these feast days, what is the sign of keeping these feast days in Leviticus 25, verse 1, 2, 8 through 13? What do this mean? We're going to Leviticus 25, verse 1, 2, 8 through 13. So what is this point toward this, Mr. G, is read by these feast days that's coming up this time next Thursday night? Let's see what is pointing toward in Leviticus 25, 1, 2, 8 to 13. This is G, Israel, come on.
Leviticus chapter 25, verses 1 through 2 and 8 through 13. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, 2. Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto Yahweh. 8, verses 8 through 13. And you shall number seven Sabbaths of years unto you, seven times 7 years, and the space of the seven Sabbaths of years shall be unto you 49 years. 9. Then shall you cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the seventh month. In the Day of Atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. 10. And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man unto his possession, and you shall return every man unto his family. 11. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. You shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of your vine undressed, in it of your vine undressed. 12. For it is the Jubilee, it shall be righteous unto you. You shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. 13. In the year of this Jubilee, you shall return every man unto his possession.
So we find out that when you keep these feast days, what about these feast days? It's letting you know it's a sign, but letting you know that one day you will be released. You will be released, and you will be headed back to your homeland. And so that's what's so important about the feast days. It's not about, I mean, we make it a pleasure moment that is true, but it's a sign of letting you know that one day on the feast day, you will be released to go back home. So you will be going back home. That's why you keep the feast days, and those of the six anointed camps would always bring it to your kitchen. Yeah, we're going to eat them up, drink them up, and all that good stuff. But what's important about it is a sign of we heading back home. The more of blowing the trumpets, and we got to be clear what it says, Sister G, Israel, in Micah chapter 2, verse 10. See, we need to be clear about Micah chapter 2, verse 10. need to be very clear about what it says in Micah 2, verse 10. And what do we say there, Sister G. Israel?
Micah 2, verse 10. Arise, you, and depart, for this is not your rest, because it is polluted. It shall destroy you, even with a sore destruction.
So this is not your rest. So the six anointed camps is clear to let those that come on the next Thursday night feast to understand one thing. Yahweh got a sign, and this sign is telling us that to let us know this is not our rest. Our rest is we got to go back home, but we got to know where we're going and how he going to be looking at us when he do see us.
Yeah.
See, we got to understand something. It's very important. Remember we read earlier, we threw them verses out by the Spirit of Yahweh saying, if you say you love him, you keep you do what the man say.
Yeah.
And David said, I love him and don't keep what he said. They're a liar and the truth is not in him. Yeah. Now, them verses we read. Now, it was a reason. We don't know. Like I said, we don't know why verses is read. We just follow instructions.
Yeah.
So if you love the Almighty Yahweh, you just going to do what Almighty Yahweh tell you to do. That's all. So now, and end time prophecy. End time prophecy there, Sister G has read verse, the 7th chapter, verse 3, 4. Then skip down to verse 9. 13 and 14. We're going to examine something. Revelation chapter 7, verse 3, 4, 9, 13 and 14. Remember we threw some verses out. If you love me, you will do what I tell you to do. That's simple as that. And we didn't get back to the wisdom of Solomon, because wisdom of Solomon is telling you soundly, if you love him, you're going to flee deceit. The see, you be knowing what to say according to Yahweh's word.
Yes.
Revelation chapter 7, 3, 4, 9, 13, and 14. Listen good, and let's see if we precept this and get a clear information on this. Revelation chapter 7, verse 3, 4, 9, 13, and 14. Sister G is ready. You on the clock. Come out.
Revelation chapter 7, verses 3 through 4, 9, and 13 through 14. Revelation
14.
Chapter 7.
13 and 14.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Revelation chapter 7, verse 3. Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Yahweh in their foreheads. 4. And I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man can number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with a white robe and palms in their hands. 13. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? 14. And I said unto him, sir, you knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
So what you're saying there, Sister G. Israel, we read the end time prophecy, and the one that
gonna make it. They came out of great tribulation. That means.
They can't hear you. Can't hear you.
Verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of Yahuwah. Verse 3, not only so, but we glory in tribulations also.
What we do?
We glory in tribulations also.
Oh, so these are ones that came out of great tribulation because these understood that this is the road you got to take. So tribulations don't hit you.
Yeah.
You don't want to hit you.
You go
to verse 3.
Verse 3, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also.
So you got to do. So you so when you get high in heaven, what do you folks do according to Romans chapter Paul talking North of Keith and 5:3 of Micaiah? What
do you folks do? In verse 3, Romans chapter 5, verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience.
What do you do?
It worketh patience.
Oh, that's for I get tribulation, I got to run. I got to go run. No. The one that's going to make it to this kingdom got the glory in tribulation. Mm-hmm. You're going to go through to get to where you got to get to.
Yeah.
That was a man-type challenge. So,
elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? 14. And I said unto him, sir, you knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
So what was them getting ready for, Sister G, is ready in the 19th chapter, verse 7 and 8 of Revelation? So what were they? They had their white garments on, with them fringes on. What were they was getting ready for, according to the 19th chapter, verse 7 and 8?
Revelation, chapter 19, verses 7 through 8. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. 8. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints, the 12 tribes of Israel.
Ain't that something? So you mean that's the reason you wear them white garments?
Yeah.
I thought they put your own wearing those seals on all this. The naughty ones who said, no, the teachers who said, no, that's the Bible. See, our problem is we trying to get past the Bible.
Yeah.
When Yahweh look at you, you got to have on this. If you don't see, he's going to tell you something. Mm-hmm. Brother Micaiah, what are you going to tell you in the 22nd chapter of Matthew? He will tell you something. See, our job is to make sure you know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
This is the greatest mystery to you. And the greatest, this book is the best literature it is.
Yeah, well.
So he's showing us exactly what he's going to say, how he's going to say it, and everything. So read, we tell you about the royal blue garments, because you are the royalty and the branded. It's because Yahweh is not going to require any other way.
Yeah.
When he look at you, if you don't have it on, that means you will be thrown back in the pond. That's all the man is saying.
Yeah,
right. So, now, and we can read exactly what we said by going to no notes. Everybody that grabs your Bible, with it. No notes. Just let the Spirit tell you. For the second chapter. And what are you going to say? 22nd. Pick up the verse number 9. 9 and 13 from Micaiah. So you see, this
is Ezra.
Oh, I'm always mad at the anointed 600 town. They always put the Bible on me. Hey, we want to be one that's right here when this jump off.
Yeah,
well. Don't tell what the Bible says. What's the Bible
saying?
22,
figure
verse 9,
Brother Micaiah,
Israel.
He's right. The book of Matthew, chapter 22,
listen.
Verse 9 and 13.
9 all the way down to verse 13.
Verse 9 through 13.
Yes,
verse 9.
Okay.
Go ye therefore into the highway,
uh-huh.
And as many as ye shall find,
right.
Be it to the marriage.
Be it to the order. Hey, I'm the marriage. You can't put the way you want to come out. Are you coming to the feast day? Are you coming to the Sabbath day? You can't come the way you want to come now. Our job is to tell you. But Yahweh is saying, you can't come like the way you want to come.
Verse 10.
What
does it say? Of those servants went out into the highway.
So the servants went out there. They went out there. Hold that point. Mother D.F. Israel, come to... 9th chapter of Ezekiel, verse number 11. 9th chapter of Ezekiel. And look at verse 7. So the servant said, why did he go up? Let the Bible tell you why they did that.
Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 11.
Listen good.
And behold, the man clothed with linen,
yeah.
Which uh-huh. had the inkhorn by his side,
uh-huh.
reported the matter saying,
what?
I have done as you have commanded me.
See, that's our problem. Why I got to do what Jesus just tell you to do, you'd be surprised how you're going to come out. Just do what the leadership has wanted to tell you to do. I don't know what you think, but just do it.
Yeah.
Look what they said. What you told to do it have been done. So he told the servants, go out there, and who was the servant? Ephesians 25, 55 of Leviticus. Who was the servant he told to go out there? Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55. Who was the servant he sent out there?
Leviticus chapter 25, verse 55.
Yes, we're going to find out by name who was the servant that went out there.
Verse 55. For unto me the children of Israel are servants. They are my servants, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
So now we know how to read this verse. So now we clear how to read this, Brother Micaiah. So we clear how to read in 22:10. He will tell us the Israelite service, go out there and see those that got their heads down and don't know what they're supposed to be doing. And tell them, what is 22:10?
Book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 10.
Listen good.
Verse 10.
What?
So those servants, Israelites,
yes.
went out into the highway
yes.
and gathered together all as many as they found.
All of the Israelites that he can find. All the sea royals that he can find.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those 17 nations, look here. They're going to bypass y'all because they ain't like y'all. This is the greatest mystery of the Bible.
Yeah.
He went out looking for the Israelites.
Hallelujah.
Let me bring it over there, but some people told in the second chapter, this thing, the Sabbath day is for the Israelites. It ain't for the world got the first day. We got on them.
Amen.
They was never given a Sabbath day.
Right.
So if they keep it Sunday, Monday, or Wednesday, or what?
Yeah.
Do whatever you got to do. We got to keep the Sabbath day.
Right.
That's our position. Another nation keep it or not, that's on them. We
got to
let our light shine and get our
bread. Hallelujah. Right.
Come on,
right.
Let's see what he say next.
Book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 10.
Good.
Verse 10.
What?
So those servants, Israelites,
yes,
went out into the highway,
yes,
and gathered together all Israelites, as many as they found.
And go ahead.
Both bad Israelites.
Bad Israelites.
And good Israelites.
Good Israelites. Huh?
And the way it was furnished with guests.
Yes. Yes.
Verse 7.
Watch this now.
And when
the king came in
to see the guest,
he did.
He saw there a man.
What?
Which had not on a wedding garment.
You mean on the big days, on the Sabbath days, you ain't got no garments on, no branches?
Yeah.
You mean bread? What did we call a woman that didn't have no branches on and no branches on the Sabbath day, royal blue garments, and on them feast days, that white, clean and white garment. What do you recall? What do you call when you repeat that? What do you call?
The book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 12.
Verse 12.
He said unto him,
Friend.
How can a child in here not having a wedding garment?
You ain't got no garment on, you ain't got no friends, no friends.
And he was speechless.
His family was messed up too, because the man got to leave. So he messed up. You know his family messed up.
Yeah.
Now look at the price you got to pay without having a 37 verse 12 name. If you ain't got a Yahweh name, he don't say, okay, we're both. We just put on our days to do and go about our business.
Yeah.
But it's going to come a time he's going to call you friend. Hey, friend.
Look at Matthew chapter 22.
What?
Verse 13.
What did it say?
13.
What?
Then said the king's servant.
What did it say?
Bind him, hand him, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. And she'll be weeping and grinding the teeth.
Well, that's why we kind of tell you about wearing your fringes and your royal blue garments and be caught without it, because you never know when Yahweh will show up and say, friend.
That's right.
Wasn't you told you got to have fringes on? You were told when you're coming to the 6th morning camp have your fringes on. Man, I'm ready to bust some heads now.
Yeah.
And look what you got to say. Now you'll mess your family up and everybody connect to you. Because you told them they can come in the way they want to come.
Yeah.
And that's what the man's saying over here in 10-time prophecy. So now we understand what he's saying in 10-time prophecy. Go back to Israel. So now we understand what he says in 9, verse 7, 13 and 14. Now we clear what he says. What he said after G Israel. G Israel, what he saying?
Revelation chapter 7, verses 3 through 4, 9 and 13 through 14. Revelation chapter 7, verse 3, saying, hurt not the earth, and neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Yahweh in their foreheads. 4, and I heard the number of them which were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. 9, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man can number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. 10, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation unto our Yahuwah, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. 11. And all the ministering spirits stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their face, and worshipped Yahuwah. 12. Saying, Hallelujah, Yahuwah, blessing and honor and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our Yahuwah forever and ever. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. 13. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? 14. And I said unto him, Sir, you knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
We might have beat that a little bit. Who is the day? Let's go to Ezekiel 30, verse 12. We better find out who the day is that did all this. We better be clear that somebody might mess around and something that and read in something. We might want to find out who the day is because we're doing all this in Ezekiel 30, verse 12.
Oh, 30. Ezekiel. Chapter 38, verse 12. And take a spoil, and to take a prey, to turn your hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land.
Oh, the people that were gathered. Oh, these were the people that were gathered.
Yeah.
Is that what we read?
That's
right. Let's go to Jeremiah 31 and find out who are these ones that were gathered out of all the nations.
Yeah.
So they jumped down their verse. And they'll bring this where all the nations came from. Wait a minute. Let's do a little 3-7 first. Well, you say everybody came on this.
Yes.
Let's see if we support it through this. Let's find out who's this gathered that we can read in Jeremiah 31, verse 1, 10, and 31, 1, 2, and 10. Let's see if we can take that at right now.
Jeremiah 31, 1 through 10,
Israel, what's going on with
you? Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 1. At the same time, saith Yahuwah, will I be the Yahuwah of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. 2. Thus saith Yahuwah, the people which were left of the sword found mercy, grace, in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. 10. Hear the word of Yahuwah, O you nations, and declare it in the house afar off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock.
So that gathering that we was reading over that end time prophecy, that was the 12 tribes of Israel that was scattered.
Yes.
That wasn't the whole, all the nations can knock off that. No, that don't work. That's why this is not a count. We got to come now. No, that's not true.
Yes.
All that was scattered by the Almighty Yahuwah.
Yes.
And in Baruch chapter 3, 1 through 10, tell us why, what happened. See, the story is supposed to be painted by the 6th anointed count. What happened for the children of Israel to be scattered? Let's go to that Baruch chapter, the 3rd chapter, 1 through 10, for the Israel. What Baruch got to say about that? Maybe he tells there and explain what happened. Baruch 3, 1 through 10.
Baruch chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Baruch chapter 3, verse 1. O Yahweh Almighty, Yahweh of Israel, the soul in anguish, the troubled spirit crieth unto you. 2. Hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy, for you are merciful, and have pity upon us, because we have sinned before you. 3. For you endureth forever, and we perish utterly. 4. O Yahweh Almighty, you Yahweh of Israel, hear now the prayers of the dead Israelites and of their children, which have sinned before you, and not hearkened unto the voice of you, their Yahweh, for the which cause these plagues cleave unto us. 5. Remember not the iniquities, the sins of our forefathers, but think upon your power and your name now at this time. 6. For you are Yahweh, our Yahweh, and you, O Yahweh, will we praise. 7. And for this cause you have put your fear in our minds, to the intent that we should call upon your name and praise you in our captivity. For we have called to mind all the iniquity of our forefathers that sinned before you. 8. Behold, we are yet this day in our captivity, where you have scattered us for a reproach and a curse, and to be subjected to payments according to all the iniquities, sins of our fathers, which departed from Yahweh, our Yahweh. 9. Hear, Israel, the Torah instructions of life. Give ear to understand wisdom. 10. How happeneth it, Israel, that you are in your enemy's land, that you are waxing old in a strange country, that you are defiled with the dead?
He said, you're in your enemy's land, and you're defiled with the dead.
Yeah.
So we can wear it out, but we ain't going to wear it out for a time today.
Yeah.
You're in your enemy's land. Understand this?
Mm-hmm.
12 tribes of Israel scattered. Especially the 6 on the camp. We are in our enemy's land.
Yeah.
And we are defiled with the dead.
Yeah.
Huh?
That's right.
And that's why he made a vow statement else to Israel. 42nd chapter of Isaiah. What he said in verse 24. This is the reading that you said. Isaiah. 42:24 says what? This is good.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 24. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 24. Who gave Israel for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his Torah instructions.
So you see, the reason you and his problem, but he did say, the children of Israel did not walk in his Torah instructions. Now he wants to signify on a noun in 18, verse 23. But he says, 18, so we clearly talking to the children of Israel.
Mm.
Now look what he called the one that carried his word in 18, verse 23.
The same book?
Same book, 42, 18, verse 23. Nobody call on one to carry his word.
Verse 18 through 23. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. 19. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that sent me? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yahweh's servant? 20. Seeing many things, but you observest not. Opening the ear, but he hears not. 21. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the Torah instruction and make it honorable. 22. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth for a spoil, and none saith, restore. 23. Who among you will hear to this, will give ear to this? Who will hearken and hear, for the time is come?
Who going to hearken and hear? Who going to hear this? Who going to hear this? Who going to hear what he says in Revelation, the end time, prophecy 6 and 11? What he says, Jesus, Ray, we'll get about 3, 4 more in, we'll pass over to lead teaching, we'll ride shotgun the rest of the night. No doubt about it. That's what he said in Revelation chapter 6, verse 11. He said, who going to hear? Who going to hear this, what he got written in Revelation 6 and 11?
Revelation chapter 6, verse 11. And the white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled.
But what was given to them? He said, listen, y'all going to take your rest. But what did the minister spirit give to them?
And white robes were given unto every one of them.
Oh, white robes. That's good enough right there.
Yes.
So white robes were given to them. See, all we do is look what the Bible tells
us. Right.
And that's it. Let's go to 15 chapters. What kind of white robes in 15 verse 6? He was saying, what kind of white robes? This man got everything laid out. What are we going to talk about it? Revelation chapter 15 verse 6. What kind of white robes?
Revelation chapter 15 verse 6. And the seven ministry spirits came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles.
Had some gold fringes on and pure white linen on their neck. They were ready. And they were ready to go do some killing. They dressed up to do some killing. And pure white linen with some gold fringes on. So you see, everything we do, we can read what we do. We read what we can do. Let's go to 2nd Ezra chapter 2, verse 35 through 40. 2nd Ezra chapter 2, 35 through 40. So it's up to you to understand one thing. He tell you in Ezekiel 3, 17 to 21, listen, you've been anointed to tell people what I'm saying. Don't worry about their look over there in Ezekiel chapter 2 and 3. Just tell them what they're saying. It's on them. I take care of them, but I also take care of you. So make sure you remind them about the blessings is in friendship. Second Ezra chapter 2, 35 to 40. What is it, G. Israel?
2 Ezra, chapter 2, verses 35 through 40. 2 Ezra, chapter 2, verse 35. Be ready to the reward of the kingdom For the everlasting light it shall shine upon you forevermore. 36. Flee the shadow of the world. Receive the joy of your greatness. I testify my Savior openly. 37. Oh, receive the gift that is given you, and be glad, giving thanks unto him that has called you to the heavenly kingdom. 38. Arise, arise up and stand. Behold the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahuwah. 39. Which are departed from the shadow of the world and have received honor, honorable garments of Yahuwah. 40. Take your number, O Zion polluted, for city of David, Yahshua Judah, and shut up those of yours that are clothed in white, which have fulfilled the Torah instructions of Yahuwah.
Oh, the one fully sealed. What they got there? So the one gets to knowing all of them, they got to be what there in verse 40 now? See Israel?
Take your number, O city of David, and shut up those of yours that are clothed in white, which have fulfilled the Torah instructions of Yahuwah.
Oh, so when you're clothed in white on the feast day, what
vows did
we just
did? Fulfill the Torah instruction of Yahuwah.
That means we got us a what in our back pocket, a priest, a 520 there. We got those. When we stand before Yahuwah, we will have in our back pocket a James 520 if we tell those what you're saying and people adopt what you're saying, guess what we got coming when we stand before him, James 520. What is it saying, James 5, verse 20?
James chapter 5, verse 20. Him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins.
Well, see, I know I got a man. So if I may have somebody tell the truth and they adopted that, I'm going to stand before Yahuwah. So, well, I did tell them that before they had your presence on them.
Mm.
And your garments on them, white and priest. You told them all that fear? Did he tell them that? Yeah. Come on past, they don't see him. So this man is telling you, your only bargain chip it is if you tell them, thus says Yahuwah. 25, 21. What it says in Matthew 25, 21, to see it later. So when you tell those that, listen, the man going to deal with you when you got some royal blue garments on the brain. The man going to deal with you when you wear wearing white garments. A blessing is coming to you. Now, what they do is on them. But if you tell them, they don't do it, that's on them.
Yeah.
You got your blessing. So we tell you, see, right? On these days, white garments, with them gold fringes on. On regular days, royal blue garments with your fringes on. The blessing of Yahuwah will be over you. You don't know when the man will take it out. But we'll be ready.
Yeah,
I think about y'all, you see, I got something.
Nah, come on with it.
Hallelujah, rock.
Come on.
Hallelujah, rock. So now, what you read after the G is left?
Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. His Yahuwah said unto him, well done, you good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter you into the joy of your Yahuwah.
That's what you want to hear from Yahuwah. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You told them what I like, and you told them plainly what was written. And 13 verse 3 of the wisdom of Solomon. You told them plainly. What's written over there in the wisdom of Solomon 13 verse 3? You made it plain.
With-
you told them about wisdom of Solomon 13 verse 3, Steve? Yeah, we did. What is saying 13 verse 3?
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 13, verse 3. Whose beauty, if they being delighted, took them to be Yahuwah's, let them know how much better the Yahuwah of them is. For the first author of beauty has created them.
So Yahuwah is the first author of beauty. He put the children of Israel in beauty to be passed on. You remember we read a couple nights ago about the told the birds to take care of my field? Mm. And then he said, then, don't worry, I might raise y'all back up, but I tell you one thing, whatever come out of y'all on, it's going to eat real good to take care of my field. And we read that in the last two nights left. We ain't talking about it right now. So, let's go to Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 through 18. Revelation 3, 15 down to verse 18.
Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 through 18. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I would you were cold or hot. 16. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. 17. Because you sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that you are wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. 18. I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you mayest be rich, and white raiment, that you mayest be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear. And anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see.
Oh, wait a minute. You mean Yahuwah? That's Yahuwah talking right there. He said, what in verse 18? I mean, that's pretty heavy. That's what Jesus. What did Yahuwah say in verse 18?
I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that you mayest be rich, and white raiment, that you mayest be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you mayest see.
Yahweh said he wants you clothed. What way, if you're not clothed that way, you are naked? Is that what the man just said? I mean, I don't know if I hear that right. Did he say that?
That's right.
Did he say that? I didn't hear that right.
And,
one more time, Jesus.
And white
what
raiment.
What did he say?
And white now, raiment who? That you mayest be clothed.
Who done the clothing? He's telling you what he wants you to have on. What did he say he wants you to have on again? Take your time with Israel, because he kept time with somebody. In verse 18.
And white raiment, that you mayest be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness do not appear.
So, when you clothe in white raiment, that's what the order is for feast day. If you're not, you said, you are naked. And he said you are naked. Your shame is shown. Because this is what Yahuwah requires for you.
Yes.
On the feast day.
Yes.
It is already in 18. He So I told you in white, come with them branches on. Go to Psalm chapter 19, verse 18. Come on in here. Psalm 19, think of verse 18.
Sirach, chapter 19, verse 18. Sirach, chapter 19, verse 18. The fear of Yahuwah is the first step to be accepted of him, and wisdom attaineth his love.
The fear of Yahuwah, that's the first step. The first step is fearing Yahuwah, and that is the beginning of wisdom understanding. Sirach 2:15, what does it say?
Sirach chapter 2, verse 15. They that fear Yahuwah will not disobey his word, and they that love him will keep his ways. Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Steve Roy, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Today is the devil. Go to fear Yahuwah is one thing. Do the man tell you what's written about?
Yeah.
When we show you something, don't ask what. Now, I don't know what's going on there, Elder, but we're going to come back in the jail and get the closing statement on the Elder and talk about it on Saturday. We're going to put the Elder with the tips and bring it back in and get his closing thoughts on the top part of Saturday. All locations wide open to listening. So, Elder, Mr. Tills, what you doing? Here we need to mute somebody. Oh, yeah? Well, on that note, we're going to bring in Brother Shabbat Israel. So when you meet your brother, we'll allow God to use faith. Brother Shabbat Israel, Yahuwah be with AFC great.
God bless you, see Israel. See Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We know that the feast is right around the corner, but we're in the top part of Yahuwah's Sabbath day, and it behooves me to give my disclaimer. This is Yahuwah doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we are right around the corner from the feast of the memorial blowing of the trumpet, and we have had some great lessons concerning the matter, so we should be come here Thursday when the sun set. We should be ready to go, right? We all should be ready to get it in according to the word of Yahuwah. Let people have a few things to say. Let's try to get us some Luke right quick. Luke chapter 12, verse number 12. Say, be Phoebe, Prince of Israel, and see Royal. Luke 12, verse 12, what are we working with then?
Luke chapter 12, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
For the righteous spirit shall teach you what you ought to say.
They said, for the righteous minister spirit will teach you in the same hour, right? What you ought to say.
Hallelujah.
So we believe that. That's why we hang out and meet you on that fact. That's why we open this book, because we experienced enough to know that the righteous men in the spirit guide us, right?
Yeah.
He said, let's peep at the book of St. John, Brother Micaiah Israel, St. John. Let's peep at 14, verse 15, make that 16, 17, verse 26. Brother Micaiah Israel, see right, St. John 14, verse 16, 17, and verse 26.
St. John, chapter 14, verse 16, 17, and verse 26.
Yes, sir.
St. John chapter 14, verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16. I would pray to the Father, and he should give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Verse 17. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwells with you, and shall be in you.
He said the righteous man of spirit will dwell with you and be in you. Verse number 26.
Verse 26.
What are you going to do?
But the comforter, which is the righteous spirit,
mm-hmm.
whom the Father will send in my name,
yes, sir.
He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you.
So his job is to bring this back to your remembrance. Now let's see, Mother D.F., if we can pull out a statement in the book of Isaiah right quick. Book of Isaiah, let me see if I can pull it out. Book of Isaiah chapter 51. Mother D.F. Israel of C. Roy. Let's keep at verse 1 and 2 and verse number 16. But he said he'd bring all things back to your remembrance. What are we working with here, Mother Dia? Isaiah 51, 1 and 2, and verse 16.
Isaiah chapter 51, 1 and 2, and verse 16.
Yes, ma'am. Verse number 16.
All right. Isaiah 51, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Hearken, listen to me, you that follow after righteousness.
The one that follows the Torah instructions, right? Go ahead.
He that seek Yahweh, look unto the rock when you are moved, and to the hole of the pit when you are dug. Verse 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I call him alone and bless him and and increase him.
So he said he called Abraham alone. In fact, he told Abraham to get away from your kinfolk. That's what he told him.
Yes.
Verse number 16, Verse 16. Mm-hmm.
And I have put my words in your mouth, and I have put you in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundation of the earth, and say unto Yahweh Judah, thou art my people.
He said, I put this word in your mouth. He said, I done put this word in you, right? Mm-hmm. Let's see that he called a name. He said, Yahweh Judah, right? Mm-hmm. Southern Kingdom. Mm-hmm. Let's see that statement right quick. Sister Amen, Phoebe. You got the book of Joshua over there. I laid on a good tidbit in the book of Joshua, if I can put it out. It's the A, B, and C, B, and C, right? It was a statement made in the book of Joshua, chapter 91. Let's peep at that right quick. Let's see, he said that he called the name Yahweh Judah. Let's see what Yahweh Judah is working with right quick. Yeah, the book of Joshua. You know, ask Joshua. You can use mine right quick. Look at Joshua chapter 91, verse number 12 through 14. Let's see what we're working with there. Joshua chapter 91, verse 12 through 14. You made a statement concerning Yahweh Judah. Let's see what we can read in the book of Joshua, you know, the book that they say is not canonized. Let's see if we can tie this thing in right quick. Book of Joshua, chapter 91, 12 through 14. To save the Ephesians, of C. Royal. We can get Brother Micaiah, you got that book?
Hallelujah. Why? Yeah, I got it.
You want to read that for us, Brother Micaiah, Israel, of C. Royal?
Yeah.
Say you what? Yahweh has redeemed his servant
Israel.
So he said, go you forth out of Babylon, right?
Yeah.
Now he made a statement of our brother Micaiah Israel of C. Roy in the book of Sirach, chapter 6. See, he made a statement concerning the matter in Sirach, chapter 6. Let's keep that verse number. Let's pick it up at verse number 7. Sirach 6, verse 7.
Book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. If you would get a friend, approve him first.
Uh-huh.
And be not hasty to credit him.
So you say if you get a friend, you got to put him to the test, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I said you got to put him to the test.
Mm-hmm.
But what did he say in verse 13?
Book of the Rock, chapter 6, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13.
Yes, sir.
Separate thyself from thy enemy.
He said you gotta do what?
Separate thyself from thy enemy.
He said you gotta get away from your enemies, right? And do what?
And take heed of your friend.
So he said, watch the company that you keep. That way y'all probably trying to admonish us.
Yeah.
He said, you gotta get away from Babylon. Hear that what he said?
Yeah.
Come up out of my people. Now let's see if we can define who is his people, Mother G of Israel, C. Roy. Let's see if we can get an answer concerning that matter in 1 Kings chapter 8. The book of 1 Kings, Mother G of Israel, C. Roy. Let's see if we can define who he referencing here. Who is he trying to give a message to here in the book of 1 Kings chapter 8? And let's peep at verse number, see, no, I got one here. 1 Kings chapter 8. And let's see that verse number 34. Let's see what he's saying in verse 34. Mother D of Israel, see you, Roger.
1 Kings chapter 8, verse 34.
Mm-hmm.
Then hear you in heaven and forgive the sins of your people, Israel.
So his people is who?
Israel.
Verse number 30. Let's see if he'll say it again, Mother.
Verse 30.
Mm-hmm.
1 Kings chapter 8, verse 30.
Yes, ma'am.
And hearken, listen, you to the supplication of your servant and of your people Israel.
All right, you said it a second time. Can we get a third witness in verse 43, Mother? Do you have Israel as the Roy? What did he say a third time who his people is by name? 43.
Verse
number
43. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 43.
Mm-hmm.
Hear you in heaven, your dwelling place, and do according to all that the strangers call to you for, that all people of the earth may know your name and know your name to fear you, as do your people Israel.
So his people by name is who?
Israel.
Now we need to know who is this Babylon that he's saying you gotta get away from.
That's
understanding that's coming out of Babylon, right?
That's right.
He said you gotta put that to the curb, kick that to the curb real quick. So who is this Babylon, Sister A.B. Phoebe, that we can read in the book of Psalm 137? And let's keep that verse number 7 and 8. Psalm 137, verse 7 and 8. Can we get a name on what Babylon he referencing here? That we need to give up the understanding.
That's
right. Psalm 137, verse 7 and 8. So say you big people and see you right.
Psalm chapter 137, verse 7 and 8.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 7.
Uh-huh.
Remember, O Yahweh, the children of Yah, England alluded for Esau and the five sons.
Well, Esau and his five sons, go ahead.
In the day of Jerusalem.
In the day of Jerusalem, polluted for what?
Yah God Judah,
southern kingdom, come on.
Who
said what?
Raise it.
Mm-hmm.
To the foundation thereof.
Verse 8, what they say?
Verse 8. O daughter of Babylon.
So who is the daughter of Babylon he talking about here?
Make a point about Yahweh Israel.
And the fire of God.
Esau and his five sons, right? So we not just gonna leave it right there. We gonna put a faith on old Esau right there. Brother Micaiah Israel, Genesis 25:25. Let's see if we can get a identification. We want Esau to show us his ID. You know, he always want to see ID.
Yeah,
we want to see his ID.
Genesis 25:25.
Well, what is his ID saying here,
Brother Micaiah? Okay. The book of Genesis, chapter 25, verse 25.
Yes, sir.
And the first came out red, all over, like a hairy garment.
Red.
And they called his name Esau.
All you have to be with Esau, let him walk a block. Then take a look at him. You find out why Yahweh say he red and hairy all over.
Red and hairy.
But let's run back to that Jeremiah, mother D.F. Israel of C. Roy. Jeremiah. So Yahweh say, come out of her, my people.
Right.
Of out of Babylon. The mindset of Babylon, right? But let's look at Jeremiah 50. Mother D.F. Israel of C. Roy. Let's do the book of Jeremiah chapter 50. Let's keep at verse number 8, 9, 14, and 16. Jeremiah 50, verse number 8, verse number 9, verse 14, and verse 16.
Jeremiah chapter 50,
verses 8
and 9. Yes, ma'am. Verse 8. Remove out of the midst of Babylon and go forth out of the land of the cherubim.
Great.
And be as the goat before the flock.
Be as the he-goat before the flock. Verse number 9.
For lo, I will raise and cause to come up against Babylon an assembly of great nations.
So Yahweh said that this Babylon, right? He's going to raise up an assembly of great nations.
Mm.
And where they coming from, Mother Dia?
From the north country.
From where?
From the north country.
As far as you can get. Come on.
Yeah,
and they shall sit themselves in a race against her.
So Yahweh is trying to give us warning here.
Hallelujah. He
said it's something on the horizon.
Hallelujah.
It's coming from the north country, right?
From the north country.
The assembly of great nations, is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
So he said, come up out of her.
Yeah.
Get away from that mindset, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
From thence she shall be taken. Their arrows shall be as of a mighty expert man. None shall return in vain.
So Yahweh say when they let it fly, right? He gonna direct them to the target.
That's right.
Cause they ain't coming back. Bang! I'm gonna direct them straight to the target. Yes. Verse 14. Yes, ma'am.
Put yourselves in array against Babylon around about.
All
you that bend the bow.
Good.
Her.
Uh-huh.
Spare no arrow.
And there ain't no sense of keeping holding nothing back.
Nothing back.
Spare no arrow for what?
For she has sinned against Yahweh.
She did what?
Sinned against Yahweh.
She has sinned against the Most High Yahweh. Verse 16. Yes, ma'am.
Cut off the sword from Babylon.
Go ahead.
And him that handles the
sickle
in the time of harvest.
He may not cut off the sword. Now you know what the sword, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that throw the seeds in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, cut off the sword from Babylon. And him that handles it is the sickle. Now that's the one after the seeds could be reduced. You go out there and chop up the stuff and put it in a basket, right?
Mm-hmm.
So y'all about to say, get rid of all that, you know, that food supply. He talking about. Come on. In the time of harvest.
For fear of the oppressing sword, they shall
turn everyone
of his people, and they shall flee everyone of his own land.
So he said they shall turn everyone to his people and flee everyone to his own land. So that's why he made that statement, especially in the book of Isaiah. So say amen, Phoebe, Isaiah 13. Why he say you better be in the right place at the right time?
That's right.
Why did he make that statement in the book of Isaiah right quick? So say amen, Phoebe, chapter 13. Let's begin about 13 through 15. Make that, let's begin about 11 through 15. So say amen, Phoebe, and see you right.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 13, 11 through 15. What you have is trying to warn us about here.
Warn us about them.
Isaiah chapter 13, verse 11 through 15.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I will punish the world for their evil.
He said, look here. I'm going to punish this world. Now, hold that point. Brother Micaiah, Israel, and Seroy, we got to make this thing just sound real simple to them today.
Yes.
So they won't have... The preachers say, I didn't understand, right?
Hallelujah.
If I did the book of Job 9, verse 24,
I'm
going to punish the evil. I'm going to punish the world for their evil. Now, let's see who we point to in that statement there. In Job 9, 24. What world is he pointing to? Because it's more than one world, right?
Yeah.
So what world is he pointing to? They're going to punish. And Job 9, verse 24, Brother Micaiah, Israel, who is he pointing the finger at here?
The book of Job, chapter 9, verse
24.
Mm-hmm. Verse
24. Yes, sir.
The earth is given into the hand of the wicked.
You know, look here. The earth, the world system has been given into whose hand?
The wicked.
The wicked, go ahead.
He covers the faces of the judges thereof.
Mm-hmm.
If not, where and who is he?
So he said that earth has been put in the place of the hands of the wicked.
Yeah.
He covered the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he?
Mm-hmm.
Now we have B-O-T-T-Y. We don't want to leave no doubt, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to leave no doubt. Let's see if I can pull that out of the book of Daniel, Mother D.F. Israel. How are we supposed to deal with this thing? Let me see if it's been a minute, but let me see if I can pull it out. In the book of Daniel. Let's see if I can write it down, Mother. Daniel chapter 5, verse number 12, what he say? Book of Daniel 5, verse 12, Mother dear Israel, will see you right.
Take your time, Brother. You got to die, Israel. You also have
5, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams, and showing of hard senses,
mm-hmm.
and dissolving of death.
Dissolving of doubt.
Right.
So he said you got to dissolve every doubt. Why we just got to make it as plain as can be, right?
No doubt.
He said that it's been given into the hand of the wicked.
Hallelujah. No doubt.
Pull out. Who is that wicked?
Let me
put a name on.
God, Father, Saturday, all okay, so. Let me read. What can you read on that?
Who is the wicked?
Who is wicked here? What can you read?
Because Jaguar said that he going to punish the world for their evil. Who is that control of this thing right now?
That we can read.
Who is this wicked?
That we can read. What can we read? One to six locations. Send a message. I'm listening.
Let's look at the book of Malachi. Sister Amen, Phoebe, C. Royal. Book of Malachi chapter 1. Let's take that verse number 4. Let's just get to the cross. Malachi 1, verse 4. Let's see if we can put a name on who Yahweh is focusing his arrow right here.
Mm-hmm.
The book of Malachi 1, verse number 4. Sister Amen, Phoebe, C. Royal.
Malachi chapter 1, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Edom polluted for Esau and the five sons said,
what did they say?
We are impoverished,
mm-hmm.
but we will return and build the desolate places.
He said, we're going to return and build the desolate places. Go ahead.
Thus said Yahweh.
But thus say Yahweh what?
Of hosts, they shall build,
mm-hmm.
but I will tear down.
He said, they shall build, but I'm going to throw down, right? big nation for how long?
Forever.
And they say, well, you know, that was my forefathers. We had nothing to do with that. We didn't we didn't put you in no chains and beat your back.
That's right.
But Yahweh said, hey, he got an indignation against a people. Go ahead.
And one that is joined unto them, Son's five sons, shall fall by the sword.
So you tight and everything is right, right?
Mm-hmm.
With Esau and his five sons. Well, Yahweh said that everybody that's joined to them is going to do what?
Thrust through.
They're going to be thrust through with what? With a sword, right? So he said they're going to be thrust through with a sword.
Right.
Now let me see if I can pull out a statement in the book of Proverbs. Brother Micaiah, Israel, see right. Concerning the matter, Yahweh made a statement in the book of Proverbs. If I can put it out, Brother Micaiah, Israel, if I can lay my eyes on it, I might be able to tell you where it's at. It's a statement in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21. Brother Micaiah, Israel, see you, what did Yahweh say in Proverbs 11, verse number 21?
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21?
Yes, sir. Proverbs 11. Verse 21.
Yes, sir. Verse 21
reads. What did it read?
Though hands join in hand.
Look at though hands join in hand. What about it?
The wicked should not be unpunished.
Now, who is the wicked, Brother Micaiah? We got to get all this work going around. Backyard and all that good stuff. Now, you don't tell me you ain't going to put them there.
Proverbs chapter 11, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
Though hands join in hand,
mm-hmm.
the wicked, Esau and his five sons, should not be unpunished.
Look here. I got my eye on this guy.
That's right.
Who was I at that?
That's right.
But
the seed of the righteous shall be delivered.
He said, but look here.
Seed of the righteous,
you got a chance to be delivered, right?
Yeah.
So you got a chance to be delivered. But the seed of Israel, let's write to the book of Jeremiah 51. Let's keep at verse number 6. 45, 46, 48, and 49. Jeremiah 51, verse 6. 45, 46, 48, and 49. Mother D of Israel, the seed royal. Look, he said, the seed of the righteous. Now, you got a chance to, do this thing. That's right. Saved, right?
That's right.
You got to come up out of the hook, my
yeah,
people. Jeremiah 51, verse 6, 45, 46, 48, and 49. Mother G of Israel, the seed royal.
Jeremiah chapter
51,
verse 6, 45, 46, 48.
48 and 49.
48 and 49.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah 51, verse
6. Uh-huh.
Flee out of the midst of Babylon.
He said, flee up out of the midst of Babylon. Go ahead.
And deliver every man his soul.
He said, deliver your life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Be not cut off in her sin.
He said, I don't get cut off with her, right?
That's right.
Go ahead.
For this is the time of Yahweh's vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
He will render unto her a recompense.
He said, look at Yahweh saying, I'm just waiting to get my hand on Esau and his five sons, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can read that, Sister A.B. and Phoebe in the book of Psalms. Let's see if Yahweh the son can't wait to get his hand on the wicked. Psalm 7. Let's pick it up at verse number 11. Psalm chapter 7, particularly 11 through 14. Psalm 7, 11 through 14. Let's see if Yahweh's son is dying to get his hand on the wicked. So say, if you can see, Roy.
Psalm chapter 7, verse 11 through 14.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 7, 11 through
14. Yes, ma'am.
Yahweh judges the righteous.
Yahweh gonna judge the righteous. Hold that point, Brother Micaiah, Israel. Let's see what time he's going to judge the righteous in the book of Peter right quick. Brother Micaiah, Israel, see you right here. Let's see if we can pull out that statement in 2 Peter 1. Verse number, is that the one I want? No, that ain't the one I want. Like that, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. Brother Micaiah, Israel, let's see how Yahweh, what order Yahweh going to start his judging process. In 1 Peter chapter 4, 16 and 17, Brother Micaiah Israel C. Royal.
Book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 16 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 16.
Yes, sir.
Yet if any man suffer as Israelite, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify Yahuwah on this behalf.
Verse 17.
For the time has come that judgment must begin in the, begin at the house of Yahuwah.
At the family of Yahuwah, go ahead.
Family of Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the covenant of Yahuwah?
Well, he said it begins first with his family, right?
That's right.
But let's run back to that Psalm chapter 7. Pick it up at 11 to 14. Sister A.B. Phoebe of C. Royce. Psalm chapter 7, verse 11 to 14. Let's see what kind of mindset Yahuwah the Son got going on here.
Psalm chapter 7, verse 11 through 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11.
Yes, ma'am.
Yahuwah judges the righteous.
Yahuwah don't judge the righteous. Go ahead.
And Yahuwah is angry with the wicked every day.
And he is angry with the wicked. He's throwing his five sons every day, right? Come on.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
If he, Yahuwah the Son, turn not.
Uh-huh.
He will whip his sword.
And we just read in Isaiah 35 that since you are in love with blood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Blood is going to pursue you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know.
He, Yahweh the Son, have bent his bow and made it ready.
Verse number 13. Let's keep at verse number 8. Jeremiah 28, verse 8. Let's see what is the rumor that's going around here, ABC, BBC, right?
Because you rejoice. Oh, you destroyer
daughter of my heritage.
Great.
Because you are grown fat as a heifer at grass.
Great.
And belly.
Hello.
Hello. Bull.
It's a little you don't get fat, right?
All right.
Verse
12. Your mother shall be sore confound. She that bear you shall be ashamed.
Great.
Behold, the
hindermost
of the nation shall be a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert.
Great, we know.
13.
Yes, ma'am.
Because of the wrath of Yahweh.
Because of what?
The wrath of Yahweh.
You mean Yahweh got, talking about the sweet, sweet, by guy.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the little man in the, on December 25th they try to put him in a manger somewhere? You mean this guy coming with some rap?
Yeah.
He coming to pass out no lollipops? Come on, Sister Amy.
Jeremiah 50, verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the wrath of Yahweh.
Because of the wrath of Yahweh. Go ahead.
It shall not be inhabited.
Mm-hmm.
But it shall be holy.
Holy.
Holy, desolate.
Who is he talking about?
Okay.
Read it. It'll tell you exactly what he's talking about here.
Yeah.
Everyone that goes by who?
Everyone that goes by Babylon.
All right, he's on the side. So everyone that he said he's on the side. So what they gonna do?
They're
gonna be what?
Astonished.
Go ahead.
And his at all her plagues.
Verse 14.
Her diseases. Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourselves in array against Babylon.
Go ahead.
All you that bend the bow, shoot at her.
Mm-hmm.
Spare no arrow.
He said, yeah, yeah. Well, I take down me some Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to go ahead and grab that scripture that we've been reading there. See Israel, see Roy. Book of Revelation, Mother D.F. Israel, see Roy. Let's see if I can pull it out. It's a statement we've been reading in Revelation. Let me see if I can pull it out, Mother D.F. Revelation 18:21. Mother D.F. Israel, see Roy. Let me stick it right here, right there. Revelation 18:21. What's going on here? How's Babylon coming down, Mother D.F.?
Revelation chapter 18, verse 21.
Mm-hmm.
And a mighty ministering spirit took up a stone, like a great millstone.
Go ahead.
And cast it into the sea, saying.
Say what?
Thus with violence.
Thus with violence. What about it?
Shall the great city Babylon be thrown down.
Go ahead.
And shall be found no more at all.
That great city, Babylon.
Yes.
You know, the great U.S. of A.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to say he going to do like he did Sodom and Gomorrah. There ain't going to be no place you can point to say that's where she used to be. Ain't going to be no place to point to and say that's where the United States used to be. Ain't that right?
You got something?
All right. Pull me out, Brother D.F. Israel. Pull me out.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
Thus says Yahweh. Behold, I will raise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them.
Mm-hmm.
They raised up against me
mm-hmm.
a destroying wind.
A destroying wind, right?
Where's that rumor at again? Give me that rumor again. Where that rumor is at again?
That's Jeremiah 51:46.
That's the rumor?
Yes, sir. That's right. Now, we can understand why y'all want to say, you better get away from that stuff. She's selling, right? Yes, ma'am. Jeremiah 51:46. So he said, we can understand that why he say we better get away from it, right?
Yeah.
My people.
Right.
That's what we give them one and two is his people, right?
Right.
Let's see if we can read that in the book of Isaiah. But the Micaiah Israel see Roger. The book of Isaiah, chapter. Now make that Ezekiel 3. Brother Micaiah Israel see Roger. The book of Ezekiel 3. And let's pick it up at verse number 17 right quick. See what he say, give one and two. Ezekiel 3, verse 17. Brother Micaiah Israel see Roger. Let's see if we can get a name in verse 17.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse 17.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Ezekiel, chapter
3,
verse number
17. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Son of man.
Son of man.
I have made you a watchman over the family of Israel.
I made you a watchman unto the family of Israel. Go ahead.
Therefore, hear the word at my mouth
mm-hmm.
and give them warning from me.
He said, look here, hear the word at my mouth. Mm-hmm. And give the family of Israel warning from me, right? Come out of her, my people, right? That's a cry. Zechariah. Baby and Phoebe. Zechariah chapter 2, right quick. Verse 6 and 7. Because Zechariah 2, verse 6 and verse number 7. Baby and Phoebe of C. Runyon. Yes, ma'am. Zechariah chapter 2, verse number 6 and verse number 7.
Zechariah chapter
2,
verse
6
and 7.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north.
Great.
Said Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
For I have spread you abroad as the flock four winds of the heaven.
Great.
Said Yahweh.
Verse number 7.
Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Deliver yourself.
Mm-hmm.
O Yahweh Judah. Southern king
mm-hmm.
that dwelleth with the daughters of Babylon.
Look here. Deliver yourself, right?
Deliver yourself.
Oh, Yahweh Judah. Yes. Let's read that in, let's see how we gotta make our move in the book of Zephaniah. Mother Zia Israel of Zeroyah. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the book of Zephaniah right quick. See how we gotta start to make our move. Zephaniah 2. Let's look at verse number 1 and 2. Make it 1, 2, and 3. Mother D of Israel of Zeroyah. Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Zephaniah, chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Gather yourself together.
He said, look here. You got to get it together, Israel, right?
Yeah.
He said, gather yourself together. Go ahead.
You gather together.
He said, now you is a nation that don't nobody really particularly care for.
That's right.
He said, they might smile in your face.
That's right.
But like the son say, they
they
backstabbing, right? Now that Jeremiah got a statement to make concerning the matter of Brother Micaiah Israel of Zeroyah. Jeremiah 15:5, he said, now, O nation not divided. Now let's see how Jeremiah put the statement in Jeremiah 15, verse 5, Brother Micaiah Israel. How did Jeremiah say, make that statement? Brother Micaiah Israel, Zeroyah. What did Jeremiah say to the 12 tribes of Israel?
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5. For who shall have pity upon you?
Listen, look here. Who will have pity on you?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Oh, Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah, God, Judah. Remember the word Jerusalem. What about it?
Or who shall bemoan you?
He said, who's going to be crying over you?
Or who shall go aside to ask how you do it?
There's nobody asking you. They selling wolf pickers.
Yeah.
They asking you about how you do it, isn't it? They selling wolf pickers. Zephaniah 82, verse number 2.
Zephaniah
2, verse 2. Yes, ma'am.
Before the decree, bring forth.
Look here, before the decree, bring forth, go ahead.
Before the day pass, as the shall, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you.
Go ahead.
Before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you.
You know, you better get it together, 12 times Israel.
That's right.
Before Yahweh the Son is unleashed.
That's right.
For you at least the four winds of heaven, I mean. Come on, verse number 3. Come on.
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Seek you Yahweh.
He said you got time to seek your Yahweh. Go ahead.
All you meek of the earth.
Say it.
Which have his judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Seek righteousness.
He said you got to seek the Torah instruction, first five books, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Seek meekness.
Go ahead.
If
might be, you shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger.
You say it might be that Yahweh hides you when he unleashes his anger, right? Mm-hmm. Now, let's see if we can follow that statement in the book of Psalm 91. Mm-hmm. So, amen, BBC, right? Let's see if we can peep at that in Psalm 91. Verse number 1 through 8, very quick. Psalm 91. Verse number 1 through 8. David Phoebe of C. Roy.
Psalm chapter 91.
1 through 8. Psalm 91. Verse number 1 through 8. David Phoebe of C. Roy. Now he said that he might be here, right?
Right.
In the day of his fierce anger, right?
That's right.
Psalm 91. Let's see what we work with. Psalm 91. 1 through 8. David Phoebe. Now we got to take a big bite of this, because, you know, this is our assurance that our mighty one is going to be looking out on our behalf when it really fall out.
Yes.
Psalm 91, 1 through 8. Sister A.B.S.P. of C.E. Rutgers.
Psalm chapter 91, verse
1
through
8. Mm-hmm.
Verse
1. Yes, ma'am.
He that dwelleth in the secret places of the Most High.
So here's she that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Go ahead.
Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2.
Go ahead.
I will say unto Yahweh,
He is my refuge.
He is my refuge
in what?
Mm-hmm. My
Yahweh.
In Him will I trust.
So we gotta put our trust in our Yahweh, right?
That's right.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, it's a teaching out there to say, well, you know, it's time to get out of the great United States, right?
Yeah.
They say, well, you know, when you say flee Babylon, that means pack your bag and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But now he say he's going to hide you. He say he's going to hide you, right? He say, seek him, then in the day of his fierce wrath, you might be hid.
That's right.
We don't find out that he able to take care of you right here in the middle of Babylon, right?
Right.
Come on.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
I will say unto Yahweh.
I will say unto Yahweh,
what?
He is my fortress.
My refuge in my fortress.
Mm-hmm.
My Yahweh, in him will I trust.
Go ahead.
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
Surely he shall deliver you from the snares of the fowl.
He say, look here, surely. Now that's a reassurance, right? Surely he shall deliver you. And we know that you is the 12 tribes of Israel that we're talking about,
right?
Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler. Come on.
And from the north pestilence.
And from the north pestilence. From this COVID-19, right?
Right.
He said, why are you walking around shaking, Israel?
Mm-hmm.
Look here, I got a assurance that I'm able to deliver you.
Hallelujah.
From the awesome pestilence.
Hallelujah.
Verse number 4, come on.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
He shall cover you with his feathers.
Go ahead.
And under his wings shall you trust.
Mm-hmm.
His trust, his truth shall be your shield and buckler.
What you need to lay your hat on is what? You gotta hang your hat on his truth.
His truth.
You gotta roll all the way. You
his
gotta
truth.
Do it to the end, right?
His truth.
That's right.
That's right.
Verse number 5, what did he say?
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
You shall not be afraid for terror by night.
No, he said you should not be what?
You should not be afraid.
Israel.
Terror by night.
He said, don't be afraid of the terror by night.
That's right.
Now, you know, the seer was playing that tape all of last night.
That's right.
And the Mr. Man was sending out some heavy whoop tickets, wasn't he?
Heavy
whoop tickets. But Yahweh said, don't be afraid of the terror by night. Come on. Nor
for the arrow that flieth by day.
Go ahead, read on. Verse 6.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness.
Those are COVID-19, right?
That's right.
Go ahead. Those are
the destruction that wastes at noonday.
Rest on the side, what's going to happen?
A thousand shall fall at your side.
Now, Israel, do you believe what Yahweh say or not? That's the question on the table. Do you believe his word or not?
Are you
he
He said, 1,000 shall fall at your side. Go ahead.
And 10,000 at your right hand.
Do you believe him or not?
Believe him or not?
10,000 at your right hand, but it what?
But it shall not come nigh you.
He said, it shall not come nigh your dwelling, right?
Yes. That's right.
Do we believe that or not?
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approved. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
What's going on with that? Exodus 9:22-26, Brother Micaiah Israel of C. Roy.
The book of Exodus, chapter 9, verses 22-26.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22.
Yes, sir.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses.
What did he say?
Stretch forth your hand towards heaven,
mm-hmm.
that there may be held in the land of Egypt polluted from Nazarene.
That there may be held in all the land of Egypt, go ahead.
May be held in all the land of Egypt polluted from Nazarene,
mm-hmm.
upon man,
uh-huh.
and upon beast,
go ahead.
And upon every herb of the field, throughout all the land of Egypt polluted from Nazarene.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 23.
Yes, sir.
And Moses stretched forth his rod towards heaven,
mm-hmm.
and Yahweh sent thunder and hail and fire rain along upon the ground, and Yahweh rained hail upon the land of Egypt polluted from Mazarin.
Verse 24, what we working with here?
Verse 24.
Yes, sir.
So there was hail and fire mingled with, and fire mingled with the hail.
He said again, there was hail. Fire was mingled with the hell, go ahead.
That's right.
Very grievous.
That's
such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt, polluted from Mazarin. Since it became a nation.
They ain't never see what I'm getting ready to put on. Hallelujah. They ain't never see what I'm
finna
put on. Verse 25, come on.
Verse 25.
Yes, sir.
And the hell smoked throughout all the land of Egypt, polluted from Mazarin. All that was in the field, both man and beast.
What happened?
And the hail smote every herb of the field and break every tree of the field. Verse 26.
What happened?
Only in the land of Goshen.
Only in the land of Goshen. What about it?
Where the family of the Israel were.
What happened?
Was there no hail?
I mean, ain't Israel,
they are
in Goshen in the land of Egypt? Yeah. Hallelujah. Yahweh
saying,
on your side of the town, when nothing happened.
Yeah, your side of
town. Ain't that right?
Trust him on your side of
the town. Hallelujah. But to Exodus chapter 8, Mother G of Israel, let's see if we can get another witness concerning the matter. Exodus 8:19-23. Mother G of Israel, see you right.
Exodus
8:19-23. Let's see if we can get a pack of that emotion here,
Mother Gia.
Exodus chapter 8, verses 19-23.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Then the magician said unto Pharaoh,
what they say?
This is the finger of Yahweh.
Hey, this is the finger of Yahweh. Go ahead.
And Pharaoh's mind was
hardened.
And Pharaoh's
head
got hardened.
And hearken not unto them,
listen not unto them, as Yahweh had said.
So Yahweh already called it in from the beginning, right?
Yahweh.
So he know that, just like, let me read that, Sister A.B. Phoebe, hold that point. Let's write to the book of Romans. Sister A.B. Phoebe, let's see you right. Let's see if Yahweh pull out one of his old tools here. And hard somebody here right quick. Book of Romans chapter 9. Sister Amen Stevie. And let's peep at Romans 9 I'm looking for. Romans 9, let's peep at verse number 17. Book of Romans 9, verse 17. Sister Amen Stevie. Let's read verse number 13 and 17. Romans 9:13-17, Sister Avery Phoebe C. Rookie.
Romans chapter 9:13-17.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 13.
Yes, ma'am.
As it is written.
As it is written.
Israel have I loved.
Israel I love, go ahead.
But Esau have I hated.
Esau is five sons. That's why I say he got no good thought of concerning you. Verse 17, what did he say?
Verse 17.
Uh-huh.
For the scripture said unto Pharaoh.
So Yahweh is comparing what he did to Pharaoh to what he's going to do to Esau. He saw his five sons, right?
Yes.
He said, for the scripture said unto Pharaoh what?
Even for that, this same purpose, mm-hmm. have I raised you up.
Go ahead.
That I might show my power in you.
Mm-hmm.
And that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
Now he said that for this same purpose, right? Have I raised you up? Malachi 3, verse 15. Brother Micaiah is written. Malachi 3, verse 15. Look at Malachi 3, verse 15. Brother Micaiah is going to see you right. What's going on, Brother Micaiah?
Book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15.
Yes, sir.
And now we call the proud happy.
Now we call the proud happy, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They that work wickedness are set up.
They've been what?
Set up.
You've been set up by the Most High Yahweh, right? Yahweh done set you up.
Yeah.
He done hard your head and you think you the man. Exodus 8, Mother Day of Israel, 19-23. Let's see if we can get a second witness concerning the matter. Exodus 8, 19-23. Mother D of Israel, see
right. Exodus 8:19-23.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Then the musician said unto Pharaoh.
The Pharaoh said, I don't want to hear nothing from nobody, right?
Yeah.
Musician said to Pharaoh what?
This is the finger of Yahweh.
Hold that voice. He said, this is the finger of Yahweh, right? Let's see how Pharaoh, what do you think about that? Sister A, B, C, B, C, Roy. See if I can pull it out. In the book of Exodus, let me see if I can pull out that statement. Where you at, statement? Pharaoh made a statement. Let me see if I can pull it out somewhere around here, Sister ABBMC Roy. Let's look at Exodus 5. Let's see if we can pull it out in Exodus 5, verse number 1 and 2. Let me see if I can hear what I'm looking for in Exodus 5, verse 1 and 2. Sister ABBMC, I don't see it, but let me see if I can hear it, maybe. Exodus
5,
verse
1 and 2. Mm-hmm. Verse 1. And afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus said Yahweh of
mm-hmm.
Israel,
what do you say?
Let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me.
So as Moses and Aaron went and talked to the big dignitary, right?
Yes.
Big man on tablets, right?
Yes.
Say, look here, Pharaoh. Yahweh say, let my people go. Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Peter. You didn't get all that right.
Yeah, I did.
Can you read it again, please? I didn't hear it all.
Okay.
Verse number 1. I got to hear it.
Exodus chapter 5, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in.
Go ahead.
And told Pharaoh.
What did they say to Pharaoh?
Thus said Yahweh.
Thus said Yahweh.
Of Israel.
Of Israel.
Let my people go.
Mm-hmm.
That they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness.
Now let's see how Pharaoh responded to this in verse number 2. What did he say?
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
And Pharaoh said.
What Pharaoh say?
Who is Yahweh?
Who is Yahweh? Go ahead.
I should obey
him. I should obey his voice. Go ahead.
Israel, go.
Go ahead.
I know not Yahweh.
He said, look, yeah, I don't know who you're talking about here, but I'm the man, right? Go ahead. Neither will
I. Neither will I let Israel go.
So Pharaoh talking that big talk, right?
Right.
Exodus 8, one of the of Israel. Pick it up at verse number 22-23. Let's see if we can get down to the crux of the matter here.
Exodus chapter 8, verse
20.
Mm-hmm. And Yahweh said unto Moses.
What did he say?
Rise up early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And stand before Pharaoh.
He said, look at get up early, Moses, and stand before Pharaoh. Go ahead.
Lo, he will come forth to the water.
And Yahweh tells Moses, right, you how it's going to go down, right. He said, look, he's going to come to the water. Now, come on.
And say unto him.
Say what?
Thus says Yahweh.
Thus says Yahweh.
Let my people go.
Go ahead.
That they may serve me.
Let my people go. That they may serve me. Verse
21. Else if thou wilt not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon you.
Go ahead.
And unto my servants.
Upon your servants.
Your servants.
And
upon your people.
Go ahead.
And into your house.
Go ahead.
And the houses of the Hamites, Egyptians, shall be filled with swarms of flies.
Go ahead.
And also the ground whereon they are.
He said, look, your flies are going to be everywhere you turn, right? Yeah. Verse 22, come on.
22.
What are you going to do?
I will serve in that day the land of Goshen.
He said, look here. But those people down there in the land of Goshen, I'm going to put a... I'm going to serve her. It's going to be right there in either part of Egypt, right? I'm going to serve her in that day. Man of Goshen, come on.
And which my people dwell.
Go ahead.
That no swarm of flies shall be there.
Uh-huh.
And I mean,
to the end.
To the end, you may know that I am Yahweh in the midst of the earth.
Verse 23.
23.
What are you going to do?
And I will... A division between my people and your people.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow shall this sign be.
That's why Yahweh say, see every man to his own people, right?
I got one.
All right, A.B. Phoebe, pull me out. Pull me out. What you got?
Exodus 6, 9-17.
All right, A.B. Phoebe, what you working with there? Exodus 6.
Verse 9 through 17.
All right,
Exodus. Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show a miracle for you, then you shall say unto Aaron.
Well, yeah. Verse number what?
You say Exodus.
I mean 7, I'm sorry.
All right, that's all. I see what you read, Kobe.
7, I'm sorry.
All right, then. Come on. I know you get excited, right?
I'm ahead of myself.
We got problems.
We looking right at the page.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's a good
sign. Yeah. Verse 9 through 17.
Mm-hmm.
So verse 9 says, when Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying,
say what?
Excuse me.
Exodus chapter 7.
Oh, 7.
Okay. Verse 9
through
17.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying,
say what?
Show a miracle for you. Then you shall say unto Aaron, take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh.
Go ahead.
And it shall become a serpent.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10.
Yes, ma'am.
And Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did so as Yahweh had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh.
Yes, ma'am.
And before his servants, and it became a serpent. Verse 11. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the
sorcerers.
Sorcerers.
Go ahead.
Now the magicians of Egypt, for the land of bondage, they also did in the like manner with their enchantment. Verse 12.
Yes, ma'am.
For they cast down every man his rod.
What happened?
And they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rod.
So Aaron's rod did what?
Swallowed
them down, right? Go ahead.
Verse 13.
And what happened to Pharaoh?
And he hardened Pharaoh's mind, that he hearken not unto them.
He hearken not unto them.
Not unto them. As Yahweh has said, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh said unto Moses, Pharaoh's mind is hard.
He said, look here, I done put Pharaoh's mind is hard. It's like it's a frozen piece of ice up there, right?
He refused to let the people go.
And he refused to let the people go, right?
Yeah.
But let me get a... You got some more? Come on. Come on with it.
Verse 15. Give you unto Pharaoh in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Lo, he goeth out unto the water.
Now Pharaoh's always at the water, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
And you shall stand by the river brink.
The river brink.
Against he
comes.
Mm-hmm. And the rod which turned into a serpent shall you take in your hand.
What are you going to do?
Verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
You shall say unto him.
What you going to say?
Yahweh of Israel,
mm-hmm.
shall he have sent me unto you, saying,
saying what?
Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, hitherto,
hitherto,
you wouldest not hear.
He said, look, yeah, I told you to let my people go, and you would not hear.
Mm-hmm.
But let's run to, you get it all? 17, come on.
Thus
said Yahweh.
You shall know that I am Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
Behold, I will smite with the rod that is in hand, in my hand, upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall be turned into blood.
You know, Mizraim, there, you know, that river, that's a big thing for them, right? That river, that's a great river to have, right? But let me get a couple more in, and we're going to call this a night, I guess. That's right to the book of Psalms, Brother Micaiah Israel C. Roy. Psalm 124, right quick. He says, Psalm 124. Let's just look at 6 to 8. Brother Micaiah Israel C. Roy. Psalm 124, verse number 6 to 8. What did Yahweh say? Psalm 124, verse 6 to 8. Brother Micaiah Israel C. Roy.
Book of Psalms, 124, verses 6 through 8.
Yes, sir.
Verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed be Yahweh, who have not given us a prey to, us as a prey to their teeth.
Look at blessed be Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Who have not given us a prey to their teeth. Verse 7.
Verse 7.
Yes, sir.
Our soul is escaped.
He said, look here. We have escaped, go ahead.
As a bird out of the snare of the fowler.
Go ahead.
The snare is broken, and we are escaped.
Verse 8, how we got up out of it, Brother Micaiah? Verse 8.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Our help is in the name of Yahweh.
Our help is in what?
Our help is in the name of Yahweh.
Go ahead.
He made heaven and earth.
The one who made heaven and earth wasn't the Father, was it? And David in the book of Psalms say, our help is in the name of Yahweh.
Right.
We know this is talking about Yahweh the Son, right?
That's right.
Well. Book of Job, Mother G.F. Israel, C. Roy, Job chapter 5. Let's pick it up at 8 through 12. Job 5, verse 8 through 12. Mother G.F. Israel, C. Roy.
Job chapter 5,
8
through 12.
Yes, ma'am.
And it reads.
What it reads?
I would seek unto Yahweh, and unto Yahweh would I commit my cause.
You know, look here, I'm going to commit my cause to Yahweh, right?
That's right.
Go ahead.
Verse 9.
Uh-huh.
Which doeth great things and unsearchable,
mm-hmm.
marvelous things without number.
Verse number 10.
Verse 10.
Yes,
who
ma'am.
Who giveth rain upon the earth. And sendeth water upon the field.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 11.
What did it say?
To sit up on high those that be low.
So he say he going to sit up on high, right?
Yes.
Those that be low.
Right.
We understand that language, though.
Yes.
That those what?
That those which mourn may be exalted to safety.
And the one that cries, oh, Yahweh, right? He said they're going to be exalted to what?
Safety.
Verse 12, what did he say?
He disappoint the vice of the craft.
He going to disappoint what they got on their mind, right?
That's right.
They think they got you locked up and sealed, right?
Yeah.
He said sages appoint, the devices of the crafty. Go ahead.
So that their hands cannot perform their enterprise.
Hey, look here. That's why I go put a lock on this thing, ain't that right?
Right.
Yeah. We gotta get ourselves together, right?
Right.
Oh, nation, not desire. And on that note, we're gonna bring back our end to see her. Israel will see you, Roy, if I say it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, there's nothing I can add to that, but just try to run it up and turn. So, there's nothing I can add for it, you can run it up. Mother D.F. Israel, give me Jeremiah 51, verse 6. Jeremiah 51, verse 6. Jeremiah 51, verse 6.
Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man or woman his soul, his life.
Mm-hmm.
Be not cut off in her sin.
Good. Now verse 46.
Verse 46, Jeremiah 51, 46.
Good.
51, 46. And lest your mind faint,
right.
and you fear,
right.
For the rumor,
right.
That shall be heard in the land, a rumor shall both come 1 year, and after that, in the other year, shall come a rumor and violence in the land, ruler against ruler.
Mm-hmm. It's not about the ruler, but it's just rumor to be hearing that. Brother Micaiah, let's go to Matthew 24:6. So all we hear is rumors about what they're going to do and a whole lot of things. But
yes.
What's going on? Yes. And he'll be there, have me sat there for 6 waiting on Matthew 24:6.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 24:6.
Book of Matthew 24:6. Book of Matthew chapter 24 verse 6. Verse 6 read. Verse 6. And ye shall hear of wars.
What kind of wars?
And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars.
So that's all we get here in all times, wars and rumors of wars.
Yeah.
Isaiah chapter 13 from Micaiah 4, 9 through 11.
Well,
here of Israel, I mean, chapter 19. 9, 6 through 13 to 16.
Wait a minute. We're going to type up this rumor real quick. Isaiah chapter 4.
13, verse
9 through 11.
Check
out the
right
now. The book of Isaiah, chapter 13, verses 4, 9 through 11.
What
does
it say?
Verse 4.
What
does
it say?
The noise of a multitude in the mountain.
Yeah.
Like as of a great people.
Right. Like a great people.
A tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together.
Right, the kingdom of nations, and we and so Yah brought out where they gonna gather from the north country.
Right.
Yeah.
Yah, see, Yahweh hosts mustered the host of the battle.
Oh, so Yahweh will be behind all this tumult, all this noise going on.
Mm-hmm. Verse 9. Behold, the day of Yahweh coming.
Right, he coming.
Cruel, both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate. And he shall destroy the cities thereof out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 10. For the stars of heaven, the constellations thereof, shall not give their light. The sun shall be darkened in his going forth, and the moon shall not cause her light to shine. Verse 11, and I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquity.
Second Ezra 6:6, come on out. Amen.
Second Ezra chapter 6, verse 6. Then did I consider these things, and they all were through me alone, and through none other.
Right.
By me also they shall be ended.
So he let you know he the one in control.
You don't want to consider it, and he's going to be in the end. So these rumors of war mean one thing. What it says, from up the other. And from Micaiah, he'll be Sarah 39, 20, 31. We'll close out with that. Yeah,
13
through 16.
Revelation chapter 9.
Listen to this.
13 through 16.
Mm-hmm.
And read.
Right.
And the sixth minister